Hello everyone, here we are on Radio P to talk about emotions. Today we are going to have a conversation about the way we behave. For example, Peter, when do you get nervous?
I get nervous when I'm alone in the dark. Does it happen to you, Ainara? When do you get nervous?
I get nervous when I have something important to do, like entering a competition or taking an exam. But I'm really worried about the result because I always do my best. And what about you, Andrea? What are you really worried about?
Well, I'm really worried about the weather. I don't mind if it's windy or rainy. I always do what I plan. Anna, let me know. What's difficult for you?
Well, it's hard for me to concentrate when doing an exam. I always think that I haven't studied enough, and I'm afraid of failing it. What about you, Victor? What's difficult for you?
Definitely, studying is difficult for me. I always find something better to do. So my parents tell me of quite often, and also teachers. So, Salma, let's move to a different question. Are you always happy?
Not always, Victor, but I'm happy most of the time.
I see, Salma. When do you get angry?
I get angry when the exam is very difficult and my marks aren't good enough, but fortunately, it doesn't often happen.
Well, let's forget about the anger. Arturo, what made you smile last week?
TV programs and definitely your jokes, Peter. Victor, what about you?
I don't remember, let me think. I know. The sentence Peter writes about what people say. Ainara, what made you smile last week?
Well, last Friday I have a good time playing table football with my friends. They always make me smile and even laugh. Anna, tell me about you, please.
It was last Thursday, as I was chatting with my friends about silly things. Andrea, what made you smile last week?
My pets made me smile while we were playing together. They are so cute. Salma, did your pets make you smile last week?
Of course not. What really made me smile was the students who wanted to change the date to take an exam when they hadn't studied. Isn't that funny?
Bye. Thank you, Radio P. Bye for now.